just start by feeling your body in the chair in this present moment. And before you do anything at all, notice that the abundance of life is actually already present. And when we acknowledge what's already here, it increases. So begin by noticing the energy that's abundantly present in your body. So if you let your attention come into your feet and rest there for a moment, you'll first encounter the physical dimension, but after a moment, the more subtle dimension becomes known. And it's the dance of life right there in your feet. You might feel a tingling or vibration. And then just take a moment to follow the flow of this energy through the body, up the legs. Every cell is teeming with life. And just by having your attention gently in the body, you make contact with that life and it seems to increase. That's the power of attention. Coming up into the back, notice the feeling of your back against the chair. That calls attention into this part of the body. Feeling the movement of breath through the back. Contacting that aliveness that's more subtle than the physical sensations. Feeling the chest and the belly. The shoulders. Coming down the arms to the hands. And rest in the hands a moment and feel that vibrancy. There's so much life here. The fingertips are tingling with that life. The palms are vibrating. I'm feeling the neck and the face and head. You might notice particular aliveness in the tip of the tongue, the lips, the forehead, top of the head. So this whole field of aliveness that we're temporarily looking at within the body, it is the presence of life, abundant presence. And when we bring attention out of thinking and into this felt awareness of the presence of abundant life within, it increases through our attention. It's amazing. So see if you can't notice perhaps a greater intensity of the aliveness in your hands. You are increasing that through your attention. And life loves you so much. What you are is an expression of the one life. And life loves its expression so much it provides in every way, starting at the most basic, this life energy. Trillions of cells are vibrating with this life. And it's pure intelligence, it's performing all kinds of transactions and beyond what we could even imagine. And the heart is beating. That's given to us by life. We couldn't do it if we tried. Now this aliveness that's intelligent, that's in the body, is actually an expression of a larger field of life itself. So allowing yourself to kind of have the experience of expanding, or just in other words, noticing that field is all around you. It's not confined to the body, it's more like the body is floating in this field of vibrant intelligence and aliveness. So let it expand as much as you can feel in this moment. Now ultimately it doesn't expand, it's more we're allowing ourselves to become aware of the expansiveness, this ocean of aliveness This one life is your true nature, the true nature of all. It is infinite, unbounded abundance, intelligence, aliveness. And you may have a sense temporarily of your sense of a separate self dissolving into this ocean of alive being, this one life. Just dissolve into the ocean, your ultimate nature. Knowing that this ocean forms itself into the river of life that dances through your body. It's all one. Now, as you let go of the limited sense of self and open into the ocean, the totality of abundance, of life, of inspiration, of joy, of beauty. It's all here. You're in the totality of it when you let go of the sense of the limited self. So just open to receive. And be this vast aliveness, this great abundance. Now, ultimately, there's only one, and that one is expressed individually as each of us. And this consciousness that we are, we can communicate in basically a non-dual way with this source. And so, for example, each morning and in this moment now, you can open to this field and ask, not looking for an answer, just asking as a way to open. Beloved life, that which I am, you that are expressing yourself as me individually, what do you want to create through me today? What do you want to express through me as me today? Just fall open and listen. Best way that we can receive the inspiration, the guidance, is through silence. So we'll take a few moments just to be still and just keep falling open into and as this ocean of intelligence, of energy, of abundance, of creativity, and experiencing your oneness with it. Now, the human mind is ultimately an empty vessel that's meant to be the receiver or the avenue of this awareness. So this intelligent awareness, our ultimate self, the one, it will bring into the mind ideas, images, thoughts that inspire and guide and sort of hint at or give previews of what it's wanting to create through us as us. So you just open in a state of expectancy and listening. And you can even surrender the whole life back to this, because ultimately we are just life living itself. There is no my life or your life, there's just the one life. And as we surrender that fictional sense of being a separate entity, we are a unique individual embodiment, but we're not separate. So we let go of that separate sense of self. Life can flow more freely and fully through us. Now begin to follow the stream of this ocean that forms itself into you and your body, finding that movement of the energy through your physical form once more. It's flowing and streaming in through the top of your head and down your neck. It goes down your arms to your hands, down through the back, into the legs, feet. Every cell is tingling, vibrating, dancing with this life. And even while we're apparently in the form, we're still one with the vast ocean. And this is its own expression as us. And when we sit in this felt sense of the fullness, the abundance that's already here, in the essence, the aliveness, since we are energy and everything is energy, we come into the frequency of fullness, of abundance, of having rather than lacking. So from this, just sitting in this each day, each moment, this is what we are sending out into the totality again, and it attracts more of this. It comes in different forms and events and opportunities. Because the one life is living all of us, orchestrating this whole thing. And we unblock the flow by feeling the fullness of the life, recognizing abundance is here now, and by letting go of that sense of being separate, cut off, having to make it happen on our own, and instead just relax, open, and receive. This intelligence is beating the heart. Keeping the hormones all in balance. Turning over cells, digesting food. It's just infinite intelligence, even just in this very body. It's making the planets spin in their orbits. It's growing babies in wombs. It's blossoming as flowers. It's expressing itself through all kinds of artistic creations through us, and inspirations, ideas. All we have to do is be quiet, listen, and be in the fullness that's already here. It's sort of like gratitude, acknowledging, wow, I am abundant already. That is the truth. But it can't be a thought. It won't change your life unless and until it's this felt experience of fullness right here, right now. So just on a bigger picture, so each day we can come back to this and open and ask life what it wants to create through us as us today. And just for this moment, we can also surrender to life, back to life, and ask the bigger questions. We can ask this one life, what does it want to express and create through you as you in this life? What is the greater purpose of this expression called you? And I always like to add, how can this expression of life serve the totality? How can I serve? I being the expression of life that I am. So find that deep, meaningful, big picture question that's in your heart right now. Ask it of this field of your own intelligent being. Open, receive, listen. And then just let go. Just let go and return to that felt sense of fullness, of the aliveness in the body, a beautiful space all around that's also teeming with the life, the one life. Feeling the feet on the floor, feeling the body in the chair, and feeling the other expression of life, which is so beautiful, is the breath coming in, enlivening, moving out, the heart beating. And notice there's no separation anywhere between the breath and the body, between the energy within and without, between you and the greater life. There's no separation or division, it's all one. And you can feel that now in this subtle awareness. So then just let go. Feel the breath ground into the feet. And each day you can return to this. And just keep the inquiry alive daily. And anytime you feel a little stuck or blocked, or if there seems to be a decrease in the flow of abundance or creative blockage, anything like that, just stop. Feel the abundance that's here, open to that totality of life, and be in that state of open wonder, curiosity. What does this one life that I am want to express as me, through me, right now? You just listen. You keep it alive. And then, if not in this moment, just when you're going about your business, or taking a shower, walking in nature, suddenly the inspiration comes, the image, the idea, or something comes from apparently without, a phone call, an invitation, an email. Because it's one totality of life communicating what we call within, without. And life is expressing as you for a reason. There's a purpose. Life is about expansion, expression, creation, celebration, abundance. The more that you relax out of the sense of being a separate self and remember and experience the totality of life that is your own self and the fullness of abundance that's already here in essence and all the ways it's abundantly providing for us in each moment, from the simplest things like the heartbeat, the energy within the body, and all the other ways, the beautiful rays of the sun, flowers, plants, it's infinite, birds. We come into alignment and harmony with that abundant flow of life by recognizing, acknowledging, and appreciating what's already here. And it gets the flow going more, it increases it, puts us in that vibration. So keep it alive, and whenever you feel you're efforting, relax back into this ocean, because it's not about struggle, striving. It's about ease, it's about allowing that one creator to create through us and as us. When we come into struggle, that comes out of a consciousness of lack. So just interrupt that program, that behavior, those thoughts. Step into the fullness, open to the ocean of life, moment to moment. And you'll step out of lack into abundance. And once you're in that frequency, then it manifests. Life loves and cares for its own expressions, which means us. We just have to open, surrender,